Mira and Harper Audio present The Stepsisters by Susan Mallory, performed by Tanya Eby. 1.
Mom, I think I'm going to throw up.
Daisy Bossage felt the fear that was universal in the parenting world when Krissa uttered those 8 little words. Even more concerning was the fact that her son was already home with stomach flu. She'd known better than to let her daughter go to school this morning, she thought ruefully, but Krissa had begged, and Daisy had been late for work, and it had just seemed easier to say yes, a decision that was getting ready to bite her in the butt as she drove as fast as she could, given the traffic on the road. 10 more minutes, she said, glancing at her 8-year-old in the back seat. We'll be there in 10 minutes.
I don't feel good. I know, sweetie. I'm going to get you home.
At least cajoling her daughter was better than trying to avoid looking at the ominous check engine light that had popped on right before Daisy had arrived at the school to pick up her daughter. Yet another problem she didn't have time to deal with. Priorities, she told herself. Get Krissa home and in bed, look in on Ben, then make an appointment to take her Mercedes to the dealership. After that, she would...
Mommy, I'm going to throw up now.
Daisy held in a moan. She carefully checked her mirrors before pulling to the side of the road. Just a second, she murmured, knowing at this point there weren't any words in the world that would keep the inevitable from happening. Seconds later, her day took yet another unfair turn as her daughter threw up all over herself, the back seat, and the carpet. The smell and the sound of Krissa bursting into tears hit her at the same time. She put on her flashers and raced around to the passenger side, where she helped her daughter out onto the sidewalk. Cars drove by so close, Daisy felt the whoosh of air as they passed. She kept hold of her daughter as she circled to the trunk, where she kept her emergency tote filled with paper towels, wipes, and a shirt for each of her kids. She cleaned off her daughter's face, then reached for the hem of her t-shirt. Let me get this off you, she said. I have a fresh one right here. But Krissa stopped her, tugging the shirt back in place.
No,
she shrieked, looking around frantically.
I'm outside. Someone will see.
Someone who? Krissa was 8, and the car was between them and the traffic, with Daisy blocking their view. Can you change in the front seat? She asked, trying to sound reasonable, instead of close to losing it.
No.
Tears spilled down her daughter's flushed cheeks.
Mommy, no.
The headache that had started a little before noon clicked up a level or two, with a steady pressure building right between her eyes. She ignored the pain and put her hand on her daughter's forehead, feeling the heat there. Before she could figure out what to do, Krissa threw up again, this time down the front of Daisy's scrubs and on her shoes. Krissa's tears increased, and at that moment, Daisy really wanted to join in. She'd had a bad day at work. Both her kids were sick, she was never getting the vomit smell out of her car, and just because there wasn't already enough crap in her life, her husband had moved out 2 days ago to give them both space to think, as he'd phrased it. In a text. Jerk, she thought, feeling the familiar fury tinged with a hint of panic. Although the real word was closer to asshole than jerk. How could he have done that to... One step at a time, she told herself. First, she had to get Krissa home, then the car, then... Out of the corner of her eye, she saw a dark blue BMW slow as it drove past. She wanted to yell out something vulgar to the voyeur, but knew that would set a bad example. So she instead forced a smile. Sweetie, let me clean the back seat so you can get in. You can change your shirt in there and no one will see. All right? Krissa nodded reluctantly. Daisy planted her where she could see her, then cleaned up the mess as best she could. In the 80-plus degree weather that was spring in Los Angeles, the interior of the car was already heating up. The smell nearly made her gag. Blood she could handle just fine. Open up a body and she was okay with that. But this? A nightmare. She finished her work and coaxed Krissa closer to the car, only to notice the BMW driving by again. But with the sun hitting the side window, she couldn't see who was driving. Better to ignore them, she told herself, slipping off her daughter's school uniform polo shirt and putting on a t-shirt with Elsa from Frozen on the front. Sadly, she had nothing for herself to change into.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?